This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're talking with some of the celebrated alumni of Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater Company. This season, Steppenwolf is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Let's get back to our conversation with Gary Sinise and Terry Kinney, two of the three co-founders of the company. Did either of you ever feel any guilt when you started off doing movies and TV that you were, you know, abandoning your principles or selling out or leaving the company behind? Terry, any thoughts?
There was such a long period of time where we weren't doing much of anything except the theater that there wasn't a great deal of guilt. I mean, again, there were pioneers to go out forage in the entertainment world before most of us, John being one, Gare taking True West to New York. So there were those birth pains, you know, of departure there, but not so much with most of us. We were there for so long before we got cast in a TV show or a movie or somebody else's play that, no, there wasn't much guilt. There was a lot of fear, though, because we didn't have our peers around us to hold us up, help us. I think one of the reasons we stayed together for so long, and I'm not being facetious at all, is fear. Fear was a big factor of keeping us together. We were a bunch of really cornhead kids from the Midwest, and we were scared. We were scared of New York. We were scared of Hollywood and what it had to offer and all of the rejection and all of the judgment. You know, we didn't want any of that. So when we finally got involved with it, maybe we were a little more prepared, had a little more confidence.
Yeah, I think some of the members, you know, may not have even become actors. I mean, you can ask Laurie and Joan this. They've said it before, but they don't know if... you know, if they would have even gone into theater because of the, they were both very shy and, I think the support of the group really gave us all a confidence and helped us with the fear that we all had of going off on our own and trying it.
Yeah, Laurie used to say, I'm a legal secretary, acting is my hobby. And it was true. She could type 120 words a minute and she was a damn good legal secretary.
Did you ever ask yourselves, was it just coincidence that all these people who developed into great actors happened to be friends and happened to coalesce around Steppenwolf? Or do you think it's something about the experience of Steppenwolf itself that helped transform these people into great actors?
I'd say that, you know, every one of them had talent. You know, we all had a certain talent and a certain love for what we were doing, but the difference between, you know, just going off and going to Hollywood or New York and having an acting career and what that may have brought you was Steppenwolf and the kind of work that we did together and the kind of support that the group of us together gave each other allowed us to discover things and in a very uninhibited way, and we were able to, you know, to let ourselves show and play all kinds of different roles to stretch our talents and challenge ourselves, which turned us into character actors. You know, there's not one of us that is, you know, just a straight-up leading lady, leading man kind of romantic hero type. Every one of us are character actors, and that comes really, the strength of that comes from the confidence and support that we gave each other in the early days, I would say.
Well, congratulations to both of you on the 25th anniversary of Steppenwolf and on your own careers as well. It's really been fun to talk with you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Gary Sinise and Terry Kinney are two of the three founding members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this season. The three founding members now make up Steppenwolf's executive artistic board. Joan Allen and Laurie Metcalf are two of the Steppenwolf alumni who have become stars. They both joined in the early days of the company. Joan Allen has since co-starred in such films as Pleasantville, The Ice Storm, and Nixon, and she stars in the upcoming film The Contender. Laurie Metcalf co-stars on The Norm Show and played Roseanne's sister on Roseanne. Laurie Metcalf, Gary Sinise said that you were a legal secretary during the early period of Steppenwolf. Did you think that that's what your profession was going to be, a secretary, and that theater would remain something of a hobby?
Yeah, I always, I actually enjoyed very much being a secretary. And I had the weird, what would you call it, a skill of being able to type really fast.
Yeah, super fast. Oh, my God, like 120 words a minute or something.
Yeah, I would sort of go on, you know, automatic pilot and, like, whiz through all these typing chores, which I loved. And there's something really rewarding to me about, you know, having a job like that where you have, you know, so many papers on the left side of your desk at the beginning of the day, and you've transferred them over to the right side of your desk at the end of the day, and you don't take your work home necessarily. I liked that job very much. And, yeah, I would have been pretty content to stay there.
Joan, were you going to say something?
No, it's just funny. I was also a secretary for several years. I couldn't type nearly as fast as Lori, but it really kept me afloat. I mean, you know, we weren't making any money or hardly any money, and financially we just couldn't swing it. And so I, for years until I came to New York when I was like 28, the whole time I was in Chicago, I, you know, had a full-time job and would do the theater at night. And, you know, I was just on this treadmill of literally, you know, sometimes I lived like a block away from the theater, and sometimes I'd literally be in bed 15 minutes after the curtain came down. I would just come home, brush my teeth, go to bed, and then I'd be up at 6 to go to work the next day. And I did that for, you know, several years, as did, you know, like Laurie and a lot of other members of the company.
Now, my understanding is that, you know, at Steppenwolf, there were a lot of different configurations of romantic relationships. And that kind of thing could be so complicated in a small group that's working closely together, you know, when relationships shift and all the kind of emotions and jealousies and so on that can surround that. Were you ever in the position of, and tell me if this is too personal, of being part of a couple within the company? And I'm wondering, if so, how that affected the acting dynamics when you got on stage?
I was in a relationship. One of the, when I first joined the company and visited John, I became involved with Terry Kinney for a couple of years. And I can say this because he's an excellent friend of mine, and I really like, we've maintained a really wonderful friendship over the years. But after a couple of years, we did split up, and it was very hard for me, especially because I think I was a very late bloomer, and I hadn't really had that experience in my teens like a lot of people have. It happened to be really late, so I was honestly very devastated for quite a while. And Laurie actually gave me some really good advice. She, at one point, because I think I was moping around a long time, but still doing the shows and showing up, Laurie, I think, just sort of took me aside and sort of reminded me that the company was bigger than the relationship at that point, and that I really should try my best to get over it, and that the company was a greater, larger thing, and the company needed to go on, and that actually sort of helped me. But it was difficult for a while. I mean, I had to really try to make a separation between my personal feelings, which I felt quite hurt at the time, and the work. But I managed to be able to do that to the point where I can say, you know, Terry is a very good friend of mine, and we stay in touch. It's been, you know, like 22 years ago now. It's been a long time, so.
Right. Laurie, did you have to ever take that advice yourself?
Yeah, I was having a relationship with John, and when we broke up, uh-huh. And when we broke up, this happens all the time in really tightly knit groups. I'm sure, you know, there is a bit of the Peyton Place going on, and there are many breakups and reconfigurations. But what happens when you're forced in a way to keep working together? You tend to get over it a little bit quicker probably than you would if you vowed never to see that person again. And it's true that we have stayed friendly with, you know, all the different couplings, you know. And that comes with maturity and age also. But when you're in the midst of a relationship breaking up and yet you're still forced to work together, I think it's sort of a mixed blessing.
My guests are Joan Allen and Laurie Metcalf, two alumni of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater Company is celebrating its 25th anniversary. My guests are two alumni who have become stars, Joan Allen and Laurie Metcalf. Terry Kinney and Gary Sinise were talking about how, particularly in the early years, there was a lot of like physical violence in the shows, and they would actually beat each other up on stage and sometimes get hurt a little bit in the process. Did you get any blows yourself during that more physical period of Steppenwolf?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because the hardest blow I ever got was from Joan.
No.
Do you know what it was?
No, tell me, Lori.
I don't even know if you knew that you did it. But
oh,
we
no.
were doing a play called, what was the Five Women thing?
Was it Waiting for the Parade?
Waiting for the Parade.
Yes.
And I played this little, you know, bitchy woman who was in charge of everybody, and Joan's character was supposed to slap me, and she slapped me every night, and one night she got me across the ear somehow.
Oh.
And I was stunned for a second, and I had a ringing in my ear, and I think I saw stars.
Oh,
and that was a good one.
Yeah, I had to, when we did Balm and Gilead, I played a very tough lesbian. And I get into a fight with another woman over my girlfriend. You know, it's the Balm and Gilead takes place in an all-night diner in New York City, where a lot of, you know, transvestites and junkies and, you know, street people and stuff come in. It was this, you know, wonderful, wonderful show. One of the most fun I've ever had acting in my life when it really worked. It was really thrilling to be part of. But I had to get into a fight. And John Mahoney, I had to break up the fight and get in between me and this other woman. John had to get in between, and I had to reach over him, and I jammed my finger, right, my baby finger on my pinky on my right hand, right into his shoulder blade, because he moved just as I was going over. I fractured my knuckle that attaches to my hand. I fractured it on stage. It was so painful. But I had like another 15 minutes on stage before the act was over. And I had to like pretend that there was nothing going on. And I ran off stage as soon as it was intermission to the bathroom, because I thought I was going to vomit. I was in so much pain. And I was hugging the toilet, screaming about how much my finger hurt. And I had to, in the second act, I didn't have much to do, but I had to be on stage asleep, laying on a table in the second act. And they got me an ice pack, and they draped it over my hand, and they put this sweatshirt over it so you really couldn't see what was happening. And I had the ice pack, and I was in excruciating pain the whole time. And then they took me to the emergency room after that, and I ended up having a cast all the way up to my elbow. Which I continued to do the role because it still sort of worked for the part.
Right.
But we didn't choreograph our violence very much, did we, Laura?
We didn't have the patience for that. So we just let it go. We had a lot of energy. And so we would sort of wail on each other.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Joan Allen and Laurie Metcalf. They're two of the early members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company, which is based in Chicago and is now celebrating its 25th anniversary. When you started performing either, you know, in New York or in movies on TV, was it a difficult transition to be working with people who weren't your close friends, who weren't like family to you? And to be working in a what I imagine was a more kind of high pressure situation.
Yes, I was immediately struck by the high stakes of things outside of the company when I auditioned while I was doing a play in New York and got my first small movie role. I was very scared, and since then, it kind of tainted me in a way. Since then, every time I go into an audition now, I choke a little bit. I'm not as, like, free as I usually am on stage, and that's in all my work I've found. The place that I am feel the freest is on stage. I don't like a camera anywhere near me, so it's a little ironic that every Friday that's what happens, you know, for the last 12 years.
For the TV shows you've been on, for the Norm Show and Roseanne.
But I don't like it. I've never been comfortable with it, and that's the only time I do loosen up is on stage. And I do have a theory that the people who start out on stage, in their acting work, they can do all three media. They can do, you know, movies and television and stage. And the people that start out with the camera work, I think they have a harder time transferring over to theater if they ever even would want to do that.
Joan Allen, what was that transition like for you?
I ultimately don't feel, I think, quite the same as Laura, because I think when I did break out and start doing other things, it was the right time for my own personal development that I really needed to, you know, because it was like going from your own family into another family of Steppenwolf, and which was a wonderful family, and as I said, I wouldn't be an actor without it, but it was time almost to get kicked out of the nest of that family and be in the larger world. And I think that's sort of what Gary was trying to do when he said it was so important for True West to come to New York. Gary could see that it really, we needed to not just be localized in Chicago, but that the company had potential to be nationally known, if not at this point even internationally known. And it was, he had sort of a vision. If anybody had a vision, he could see a long-term thing, because I think we didn't really think in the long term. But what ultimately happened to me, I think because of having that ensemble experience and seeing everybody as an equal, and there wasn't really a star sort of situation. I mean, there were people who were, you know, recognized more than other ensemble members in certain plays, but it the baton sort of just kept getting passed around because everybody got recognized, you know, and for their work at different times, as much as they do in Chicago, which isn't really flowery, you know. It's kind of they don't really go over the top with that. But I felt like I'd worked with the best actors in the world at Steppenwolf, and so when I branched out and started working with also amazing actors, I felt very well equipped to play off of them, because I thought we're all just actors pulling together trying to tell a story to the best of our ability. And I think that's what Steppenwolf sort of made me view the whole process in that way.
Did any of the techniques that you used at Steppenwolf in your rehearsal or in your stage performances seem out of place when you move to movies or to television?
Yeah, it's a little out of place. You find yourself when you've worked for, you know, the first 10 years solid of your acting career saying, you know, okay, now we're going to need a toaster for this play. Who's got a toaster at home? You know, and so you say, oh, I can bring mine in. And then you go to, like, a movie, and you volunteer your toaster, and everyone stares at you.
The one comment that was made in one of the early reviews, the first or second year, was the set ran into the tens of dollars.
Yeah.
That's what one of the critics said about the set.
Yeah, yeah. It still flabbergasts me, some of the money that's thrown around in these other, you know, in movies and TV. And stage, too, sometimes, you know, when I think it could be simplified a little bit and still be fine. But that was the thing that first struck me right away, is that we had, ours was more of a group effort.
Do you have any regrets about things that happened at the company?
Savages?
one too many nude scenes?
were there nude scenes?
We
did this play. I wasn't involved in it. We did this play called Savages, which was about the Yanomami tribe in South America. And it was like all these, you know, naked painted bodies, like 30 of them on stage. And
A little misguided.
It was a little, but I'm so glad we did it, because we have such entertainment value talking about it amongst ourselves.
Yes, many stories connected to that.
Exactly.
Were you uncomfortable being naked on stage?
No, not at all, unfortunately. I, you know, after you do it that one, during that one preview, there's no problem at all. I think we did one too many. But, no, it's, I would never, never in a million years, even when I was, you know, even 25 years ago, much younger, would have ever done it for a movie. Uh-huh. But on stage, I don't know. I just feel a looseness that I could do about anything.
Maybe it's because people are further away also. You don't have a close-up.
Yeah, and it's not being recorded for all time.
Right.
I actually wasn't in Savages. I was doing another play outside of the company, but I was around a lot, I observed.
Well, Joan, I'm thinking of that 20-minute nude scene at the top of Loose End.
Yes, Lori, I know. Yeah.
Oh, that was way too much.
And in a small theater.
The lights came up, and we'd hear, it was me and Gary Sinise, and we'd hear, oh, God. Two of us rolling around naked.
My guests are Lori Metcalf and Joan Allen, two alumni of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater Company is celebrating its 25th anniversary. My guests are two alumni who have become stars, Joan Allen and Lori Metcalf. Steppenwolf has such an amazing track record for having alumni who have just become such important actors. There's you both, and you know, Gary Sinise and Terry Kinney, John Malkovich, John Mahoney. I'm wondering if you think, like, what you think that's about. Was it all that you were that special and that talented when you got together, or do you think it was something about the experience that was transforming?
Well, what ultimately happened, I think that it was an excellent training ground, because in Chicago, there was no film and television industry to pull you away from the theater. So I think one of the things that really allowed the company to flourish and all the actors to work on their craft and improve was because we had the time to do it. We would just do our plays. There was nobody saying, come and do our soap opera, come and be in our movie. So we got to practice a lot. And I think that's, for me and for many people, I think that's the best way to learn. So, you know, once the company broke out, though, and came to New York, which I think was the right thing to do, it became people outside of Chicago got to see the talents and abilities of these actors who had worked really hard and trained for a really long time. And it sort of makes sense to me that that people have gotten recognized, and there are even more Gary Cole and Jeff Perry and you know, have been on television and done movies, and Glenn Headley, and, you know, that it was just, they were very well-trained actors that just once the company broke out more nationally and internationally, that deserved the recognition.
Lori, any thoughts?
We were also very lucky that we had some hidden directing talents in the group that we didn't know of until we found out, well, we not only do we want to just do all these meaty roles back to back to back, oh, yeah, we have to have somebody to direct them. And we didn't know anybody else, so we had to look inside the company at first, way back, to direct each other, and it turns out that we had some great directors in the company. I think they would always prefer to ultimately act, but some of the people who stepped up to the plate to direct early on also contributed to making us all better actors.
When was the last time you each performed in a Steppenwolf production?
It's been 10 years for me. It's been a decade.
And Lori?
I was there two summers ago to do Beauty Queen of Lanann, directed by Randy Arney. So, and Rick Snyder was also in the play.
Do you think of yourselves as still connected to the company in some way? Or is that just something from the past?
Oh, I think of myself as very connected. I think we're chained to each other. In a way, you know, we have a history that we can always reflect back on and look forward to working with each other in the future, and we'll always be there. It's a very comforting thing. But I do feel still very connected to the theater.
Yeah, I feel very connected to, even though I haven't done a play for a long time, that's been a personal choice of mine. It's nothing to do with Steppenwolf, but I still feel very, very connected. Annie Leibovitz came and took a photograph of for commemorating the 25th anniversary last, I think it was last spring, and she commented after she took the photograph, we were all gathered, she never really had seen a group of people who so loved being together and were so excited and happy to be seeing each other and talking to each other that she'd ever photographed in her right. in her career. And she was really very impressed by that, and it was really really meant a lot to, I think, all of us that she made a comment on it. But I think it's a very a genuine response, you know, that we all have to each other.
I remember when she came in to photograph it, it was our first really group thing that we had done for that weekend of celebrating the 25th anniversary. And those comments that she made really sunk in, really, really clicked with people of the achievement that we had made. You know, we it just hadn't sunk in yet, you know, of why she was there and what she was recording.
Right. Yeah.
Was the fact that we had done this. You know, and what she said that day really made it sink in.
Laurie Metcalf and Joan Allen are alumni of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago. Allen stars in the forthcoming film The Contender. Laurie Metcalf co-stars on The Norm Show. We wish Steppenwolf a happy 25th anniversary.